The time. Thank you, Executive Director at NAPTOSA.
Agenda-setting conversations of the day.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has now signed into law three changes to different pieces of legislation that aim to give more protection to women who are victims of gender-based violence. Under the changes, women can apply for protection orders without having to be in court themselves. They can do it 24 hours a day. They don't have to be in court when a magistrate grants an interim protection order. Well, Linda Dlamini is the CEO of the GBF Response Fund. Linda, good morning to you. I really do appreciate the time. Thank you. Do these changes...
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Do these changes offer women much more protection against the perpetrators of violence? Does it actually give them more protection through these processes?
Stephen, they certainly do. One of the biggest problems being victimized is secondary victimization arising from how you have to go about attaining justice as a survivor. Having to face the perpetrator for children is particularly traumatic, and it's been a significant barrier to the attainment of justice. It's been a significant deterrent to women going through the justice system in the pursuit of justice, because the system has been particularly onerous for women. So I think that this is a bold step. I think that it is a great step, and I think it will result in better protection of abused women, children, and people with disabilities.
It's one thing to change the law, and I completely agree with you. That's very important to do. We've also got to change what happens, the experience of women, and that follows the law. That comes later. And, I mean, time and time and time again, I've heard of stories, we've heard of them here on SAFM Sunrise. Women go to a police station, and the way they're treated there is the problem. Do you think that these laws will, over time, change the way that women are treated at police stations?
Look, Stephen, you're right. There's going to have to be a lot of training in the official and formal sense of what the legislation says, but a lot of reconditioning as well, a lot of unlearning on the part of the SAPS, and a lot of relearning new ways of being. I remember Minister Gele one day making a comment and saying, police must stop acting like social workers or representatives of families. It's not their role to do that. Theirs is to enforce the law. Now, the fact that these progressive laws make it a disciplinable offense for SAPS members to not act in accordance with these legislative provisions, I think is also a great step and allows for recourse. But obviously, you want them to proactively take on the responsibilities in accordance with this legislation. I think the new courts, such as the Sexual Offences Court in Poisons, and a lot of the work that has been done in the SAPS, start to put us in readiness to act in accordance with this legislation. So I do believe that there is hope.
Lindy Dlamini, I really appreciate the time. Thank you. CEO of the GBV Response Fund. You with SFM in a moment. Due to speak to the Western Cape Premier, Alan Windy. 8 minutes to 7.